Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Stones Day here at WWL, and in New Orleans, Stones finally playing Jazz Fest. Keeping an eye on the weather, 40% chance for showers. Some of it could stay north of the lake. They don't know. We'll let you know. We'll check with the weather around 8 o'clock, see what they say, what the latest is on that. So officially 40% chance for showers today, highs of 86, highs of 82 tomorrow with a 60% chance for rain. Then a chance for showers decreases to 20% for Saturday and Sunday, but it's going to be hot. Highs between 85 and 90. I think we knocked on the door of 90 yesterday. If we didn't break it yesterday, I think some areas did. I got my poll going here about Beatles or Stones, and it's pretty even. Half and half. Half saying Beatles, half saying Stones in their prime. Aaron Dusso joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis, to talk about things more serious. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
But before we do get more serious, if I had to narrow you down, Beatles or Stones, one or the other, who would you pick?
I would probably go with the Beatles.
Okay, that's fine. It's America. You're entitled to your opinion no matter how wrong
right.
You are. No, I'm just kidding. Tell me about this new poll that's out about what Americans think about elected officials as it relates to people in other parts of the world.
Right, yeah, it's really interesting. Pew, who does a lot of great research, has a poll that they did asking individuals, do you see elected officials as caring about people like you? And, this is always a tough question for people to answer. And in the United States right now, it seems like we're sitting at about 85% of people don't believe that elected officials care about people like them. And that compares to the world, which is only at like about 74%.
And what I'm wondering is, how does that relate to the surveys that we've seen constantly where 90-whatever percent of people think Congress sucks, but not their man or woman, their guy or girl is okay. It's the rest of Congress that is a problem.
Right. I mean, this is gonna gonna show that we're continuing to increase where people might start to even believe that their own person is a problem. Mm-hmm. But yeah, typically we see a situation where people like their member of Congress, but they hate Congress as an institution because it doesn't produce the results that they would like to see. And this kind of evidence even tracks going back, many decades. The American National Election Study is the gold standard for political scientists when it comes to surveys. And it goes back to 1952 when it was asking a very similar question. And it's showing that we're kind of at the bottom.
Wait, go back to that, Professor, that part again about the win?
So the American National Election Studies is a survey that's done after every national election, and it's been doing it since 1952, and it's been asking a very similar question. And we can see that this is we're probably living at a point where at the lowest kind of belief among Americans, so we call it political efficacy, that our elected officials actually care about what we think.
Where does this fall with us or them? Because it seems like we're in an us or them society where our side is right, your side is wrong, and the other way around.
Well, what's really interesting about that, so you can break it down by partisan leaning. So Pew does this, and both and the American National Election Study does this. And in both cases, they show the decline is actually stronger among Republicans. So we've seen, there's slight lead, essentially. So 89% of Republicans, don't believe that elected officials care about them, and whereas only 81% of Democrats. So neither's good, but slightly more Republicans dislike or don't believe that elected officials care about them.
Here's my problem, Professor, and I have a hard time understanding polls and interpreting them because my mind just doesn't work that way. I handle arguments better than I do polls, and I guess because of whatever side of the brain it is with math or whatever it is. I'm not here to psychoanalyze me, but I guess the question I'm asking is, how can people have so little faith in Congress as a whole, but yet think their side is so right?
So, I mean, partisanship is a psychological attachment. So it's something along the lines of how we view ourselves. So I adopt a partisanship, and that becomes part of my identity. And when something becomes part of your identity, we tend to do all kinds of psychological tricks in order to feel good about that. And so we'll ignore anything that would be negative about our partisanship, and we'll accept anything that would show it's good. And so our brains are totally rigged to do this exact thing for us all the time, and not just in politics, but in all parts of our lives. So it really is a psychological defense mechanism against kind of negativity. So for us personally, we can love our partisanship, but we can see real big problems with the institutions at large.
And that goes to cognitive dissonance, where I feel this way, but then the facts show me this, so then I'm feeling and thinking, and those two are at loggerheads, so what do I do, right?
Right, yeah, the cognitive, we are really good at being able to hold contradictory beliefs. Our brains work mysteriously, but they work really well in that way.
And I guess it comes down maybe to emotion as opposed to logic. Maybe those are the two things I'd have to get a psychologist on, I guess, to talk about that. As far as this Pew Research poll, how does it break down with men and women? Is there a big difference? Does it break down differently according to race? Does it break down differently according to education, party affiliation, et cetera?
It appears to be pretty consistent. So men and women are, within a couple of points of each other. When we break it down by race, ethnicity, we do see, a little bit more belief among Asian Americans. But by and large, again, we're pretty close, and even by age, we see a similar kind of numbers. Thus, within 5 points of each other. Thus, it's really consistent across the board. We can't really pinpoint one group as really becoming disaffected by this.
A little more belief among Asian Americans that the government, and this is in the United States now we're talking about, right, that the government does represent them or is doing the right thing?
Yeah, right. It's 77% say they don't, so it's not like we're going gangbusters here, but a slight uptick seemingly among Asian Americans.
Any reason for that you could think of?
Not really, because, if you think of the actual representation in Congress or even in state legislatures, there's not, a large number of Asian Americans there. Thus, you might not be able to connect kind of this demographic one-to-one, with these people.
So how does race factor in with politics or ideology? And are politics and ideology the same thing? Because maybe you might find yourself going back to the cognitive dissonance part where you might feel differently than your party does, but yet you default to the party anyway.
Right. Yeah. So we do think about ideology and partisanship as different things. In particular, a lot of people do ultimately default to their partisanship over an ideology. And there's actually quite a bit of research that individuals will tend to believe, a majority of Americans will claim to be conservative. Mm-hmm. So this is pretty easy. But that's only if you ask people, are you liberal or conservative, using those kind of generic terms. But if you actually measure people's ideology by asking them specific questions about policy issues, what we find is actually a majority of Americans support liberal policy issues. And so this can be part of that cognitive dissonance that you're pointing to, is that, well, say I'm a conservative, but ultimately the policies I want to see enacted are actually fairly liberal. And so I'm angry at this point.
We'll take a break, pick it up here when we come back. I want to talk about the people that are elected looking like the people that vote for them. And is that a problem? And then when it comes to education, I know people without a college degree are underrepresented, as I understand it, in Congress. But I guess what I'm saying is, do we really want, no disrespect, but somebody that has not really studied the issues? And here's, Professor, I'll set it up and then you can answer all this when we come back. When it comes to defaulting to partisanship, have people, I wonder, is there any way to measure? People really sit down and say, well, let's look at the pros and cons of abortion. Let's look at the pros and cons of immigration. Let's look at the pros and cons of pick a political issue. And let me sit down and really evaluate what I believe on both sides and see if there is an argument to be made on both sides, or that the truth, as it always is somewhere in between, or if they just, again, default to that partisanship. And if that's the case, then maybe, I don't know, what do the politicians do that are elected? Do they ideologically or philosophically look at both sides of the issue, or do they just jump in line? And if that's the case, then who's forming the line and what is it forming behind? 621, we're talking to Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. 80% of Americans say elected officials don't care about people like them. What do you think? Do you think your elected official cares about you? Or not? Or are they more obliged to big business and special interest, et cetera? 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, The Stones, bringing us back, covering a song that Irma Thomas did first, believe it or not. Aaron Dusso is our guest, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. 80% of Americans say elected officials don't care about people like them. Professor, I asked you a whole ton of questions before we went to the break. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, if your first question I kind of think of was, well, why is it that Americans are seemingly so turned off? And actually, there's a book that came out a few years ago prior to COVID called White Collar Government. You know, and part of the issue has to be that, well, our government, and particularly the federal government and even state legislatures, are made up of individuals whose socioeconomic backgrounds are not consistent with what the majority of America is. It's way overrepresents individuals from the top strata, particularly white collar backgrounds and people who are wealthy. And, you know, right now you can say that by different measures, about half of Congress is made up of millionaires, and only maybe about 10% of the United States is millionaires. So this is, and what the book shows is that these individuals have fundamentally different views on life. They see things differently. They have different policy positions. And so when they're going about asking a question about should we raise the minimum wage, they see it from a situation where they've never had to work, you know, for the minimum wage. They've never had to find child care. It's never been an issue getting health insurance because it's just always been there. So they're asked to then make policy for people who actually have had to struggle to get all of those things. And so there could be a legitimate reason for us as Americans to distrust or believe that, you know, our elected officials don't represent us, because in many ways they don't.
But let me just play devil's advocate here and say that, you know, I don't think you'd want me running Microsoft or Apple. I don't think you'd want me running a big Fortune 500 company, because I don't have the qualifications for that. I'm not educated enough to do it. I wouldn't make the right decisions, I don't think. And I guess because maybe sometimes you can't take a common man approach to that. Is it the same when it comes to running the government and dealing with complicated foreign relations? And I get people that text me about foreign aid, not realizing that sometimes the cheapest thing we can do is spend money on foreign aid because it keeps us out of military conflict. And we need people that are able to sort their way, ideally sort their way through complicated issues and not just be swayed by big money. Thoughts?
Well, I mean, so there is some, you know, a complication there. But what the book actually shows is that when you look at people who grow up, right, so where were you born, when did you grow up, and then you can go on to succeed. You can go on to get bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and PhDs, and you can become wealthy. But what it shows is that when you even, you know, become wealthy, you are still different than other wealthy members of Congress, you know, that grew up and, you know, essentially never faced those problems.
Trust fund babies, what have you, silver spoons.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And so what we might be looking for would be those individuals born, you know, into, you know, the middle class, blue collar kind of perhaps, you know, families who then can grow up, get those education, get the knowledge and success that we, you know, think can be valuable when you're in office, and have them still remember, oh, yeah, I remember what it was like when my first job was minimum wage.
And then you get back to the structure of the party and getting your foot in the door as a candidate. Do those people have a chance against the trust fund babies, et cetera?
Right. Yeah, that's very challenging, because I tell my students many things. If you have, you know, if you have the time, you can knock on every door, or you can just skip the line and pay for your, you know, campaign out of your own pocket.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time and your insight as always. Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science, Indiana University, Indianapolis. Thursday morning, we come back. We'll talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Right now, we pause for WWL First News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.